It's time for one good ride from start to end. After the Come Right Here, celebrate the music and message of the Grateful Dead and our first ever Grateful Dead Night on August 20th. Special ticket packages, including special Grateful Dead t-shirts, will be available. An evening of all Grateful Dead music and psychedelic in-game entertainment. Turn on, turn up the tunes, and buy your tickets now. Thank you.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where it is a beautiful day in the Pacific Northwest, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the Las Vegas Aviators in the final game of a seven-game series. Well, the series victor has already been determined. Vegas, by winning both games of a doubleheader here last night, has won four of the first six games. And so the Rainiers can just try to salvage the final game here today. Tacoma looking for its 50th win of the year. The Rainiers sitting at 49-61 on the season. On the mound for the Rainiers today, right-hander Connor Wade. He's 3-4 with a 5.45 ERA. He makes his 16th start of the year. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Parker Dunshee. Dunshee is 5-9 with a 7.36 ERA in 17 starts this season. For the Aviators, we had this exact same starting pitcher matchup in the first game of the series on Tuesday. Vegas won that game 10-4, although they did not pull away until the sixth inning. It was 4-4 after five, and then Vegas started to, well, they scored a bunch in the late innings, and the Rainiers did not that day. So Vegas won the first matchup between these two starting pitchers. No roster moves for the Rainiers today, which is a rarity right there. The Rainiers do have Taylor Trammell back in the lineup today after he was optioned to AAA the other day. Well, yesterday by Seattle, he had been on their injured list, and Trammell had been playing for the Rainiers on a rehab assignment. Yesterday, the Mariners activated him from the IL and optioned him to Tacoma. So he's back with the club officially today. I guess that's really the only kind of technical change with the Rainiers roster going into today's game. Vegas Setters play at 55-55 on the season. They are seven games out of first place in the West behind first place Reno. The Rainiers are in fourth place, 13 games out of first place, two games ahead of last place Sacramento. Rainiers definitely want to stay ahead of those guys and maybe make some headway moving upwards in the standings here over the final 6 weeks of the season. Should be a good one today. Nice crowd filing into Cheney Stadium. Beautiful day for a ball game here in Tacoma. It is a Sunday, and every Sunday during the season, we have our pregame interview with the Rainiers manager, Tim Fedorovich. We'll hear from the skipper when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
Hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Tim, yesterday, tough day for the squad. A doubleheader here at home against Las Vegas. Lost both games. That was pretty unexpected, and it was sort of uncharacteristic of the way the team has played recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, for us, pitching and defense has kind of been why we've been winning games lately, and those were the two areas that we struggled, especially defense. Like, we made some errors that we're not used to, so I could see us cleaning those up pretty quick.
Now, today, you've got the final game of the series here against Las Vegas, and you mentioned that the defense. One guy who's been spectacular on defense is your shortstop, Mason McCoy. And I've now had, we're deep enough into the season where I've had fans tell me they really like watching him play because not only is he steady, but he has an ability to make the spectacular play from time to time.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, he's been, ever since we got him, like Zach and Seth have been working with him tirelessly day in and day out, and he's just been constantly getting better on defense. He is really fun to watch. I mean, there's not many guys that can get the ball out of his glove as quick as he can, and he does make some spectacular plays.
He also has a career high for home runs in a season. He went deep yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader. He's not built like a power hitter, but he's sitting there with a dozen home runs right now. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, he's making steady strides. You know, confidence is a big one for him, and I think every time he hits one of those homers, he realizes that he has that ability to drive the baseball, so he goes up there with more intention. So the more that he continues to drive baseballs, I think he's going to keep getting better.
Well, with Rainier's manager Tim Fedorovich on the pregame show, Tim, you were a former catcher, of course, playing as recently as just last year, and right now you're managing a squad that has three catchers on the roster, and normally you have two. Now you've got three, so playing time becomes an issue. I'm sure you were in this situation at some point in your career. How do you handle it as a manager?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the one thing three catchers does help is it gives us some help in the bullpen, so one guy isn't getting crushed on his off day. But it is a tough situation. It's been O'Keefe and Odom for most of the year, and then J-Mo had that tough injury at the beginning where he had to have surgery. So it's great to have him back. But it's going to be tough to get all three of them in there weekly, but I think I can do it.
All right, and then today your starting pitcher is Connor Wade, who's been very reliable in the Rainiers rotation. And I think if you look at the Rainiers roster and your starting rotation, he might be kind of the most unknown of your starting pitchers. He wasn't with the Mariners in spring training. He's never pitched in the Pacific Coast League until this year, although he has experience in AAA and the other league, the International League, and also a little big league time. Tell us a little bit about Connor Wade.
Yeah, Connor's been great for us. You know, he came in a little bit later. We needed some starting pitching help, and he's just been consistently getting better. Like, command's a big one for him. He's got a really good sinker, changeup mix. He's been working on his slider with a loan. He's kind of been putting it all together the last few weeks. So it's been great to have pencil him in there each week, and we'll see how he does today.
All right, we look forward to it. He'll be on the mound in this one. Tim, thanks a lot for the visit. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who are the Oakland A's AAA club. Their manager is Steve Scarsone, filling in for Fran Reardon, their regular manager, who is away from the club during this series. The Aviators have 55 wins and 55 losses on the year. Leading off for Vegas, playing left field, is Vince Fernandez. Batting second, the second baseman, Sheldon Noisy. Hitting third is third baseman, David McKinnon. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Dermis Garcia. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Shea Langeliers. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Matt Davidson. Batting seventh and playing right field is Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth, the center fielder, Christian Pache. And batting ninth is shortstop, Kevin Smith. On the mound, right-hander Parker Dunshee. He's 5-9 with a 7.36 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 49-61 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing center field, is Taylor Trammell. Batting second, the first baseman, Evan White. Hitting third, third baseman, Jonathan Villar. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Jared Kelnick. Hitting fifth is the shortstop, Eric Mejia. Batting sixth is second baseman, Drew Ellis. Hitting seventh, right fielder, Marcus Wilson. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Josh Morgan. And hitting ninth, left fielder, Derek Hill. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade is 3-4 with a 5.45 ERA. Umpires today, behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Justin Robinson. The first base umpire is the crew chief, Jacob Metz. And over at third, it is Josh Matamoros. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas in the final game of a seven-game series. Vegas has had the upper hand in the season series to date, winning 12 and Tacoma winning just 5 head-to-head so far. These two teams do have one series left later on in September in Las Vegas. This is Las Vegas' final game of the year here in Tacoma today. Should be a good one. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Cheney Stadium. 74 degrees as we get this game started. Vince Fernandez, the leadoff hitter for the Aviators. On the mound, Connor Wade. First pitch of the game is taken for a ball, and we are underway. Fernandez hitting 275 with 13 homers, 925 OPS. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to right field, and Marcus Wilson has his eye on it. He goes a few steps towards the foul line, and he makes the catch. And two pitches, one out here in the top of the first inning. Vince Fernandez flies out to right field, and that's how this game begins. Sheldon Noisy will be the next batter. Noisy hitting 410 in 23 games and exactly 100 at-bats since being optioned to AAA by the Oakland A's after he hit 227 for Oakland in 70 games. Right-hand batter. And the pitch from Wade is swung on and pulled to third on one hop, and corralling it is Jordan Villar. It is Jonathan Villar. His throw to first is in time for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the first inning. So Noisy hits a one-hopper to Jonathan Villar at third. And just like that, two men are down on three pitches. And here's David McKinnon, the league's leading hitter now at 328. His 2-for-3 showing yesterday boosted his batting average to the couple of points he needed to take the top spot. McKinnon leads the league in on-base percentage and is second in the league in slugging percentage. Wade's pitch to him is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to the Las Vegas third baseman, who really is more associated with Salt Lake this year in the PCL. That's where he's played in the majority of his games. He just recently was acquired by Oakland. He pulls a sharp grounder between short and third and into left field, a base hit for McKinnon. So he has a two-out single to left. McKinnon now 10-for-21 in this series against Tacoma. So McKinnon is on with a two-out single. And now Dermis Garcia is the batter. Garcia hitting 260 with 10 homers and an 819 OPS. Right-hand batter. Connor Wade from Scottsdale, Arizona with his pitch, and it's hit in the air towards center field, and Trammell is lining it up. Now he comes in with a late surge of speed and makes the catch. I think he had a little trouble with his son, but he was able to recover and make the play. Garcia flies out to center. Vegas does not score. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Las Vegas nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The Red Ears kept Las Vegas off the scoreboard at the top of the first inning. And now Tacoma bats in the bottom of the first. Taylor Trammell in the leadoff spot today, and he digs in to face the Vegas starting pitcher, Parker Dunshee. 6-foot right-hander from Zionsville, Indiana, who has been pitching for Las Vegas since 2019. And has yet to make his big league debut for Oakland. His first pitch to Trammell is in there for a strike, 0-1. Dunshee is 5-9 with a 7.36 ERA this year. In 91 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 74 and walked 26. His next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count to Trammell. Dunshee out of Wake Forest University with his pitch, and it's up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now here's one that misses for a ball, and the count moves to 3-1. Dunshee coming back this year from thoracic outlet surgery he had last summer while pitching for Las Vegas. It's a shoulder surgery. So 3-1 to Trammell is bounced foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count to Trammell, leading things off in the bottom of the first inning. They shift him with three infielders on the right side. And now here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way from Dunshee, and it is swung on and bounced foul first base side. And Trammell still with a full count of 3-2. Dunshee's ready. Into his motion, and the first pitch, or the 3-2 pitch, is low and away, ball four, and there's a leadoff walk. Taylor Trammell heads down to first base, and the Red Ears have a man on. And now Evan White will be the batter. White playing first base today as he continues his rehab assignment with Tacoma. Played the first game of the doubleheader yesterday as the DH and went 0-3. And he tried to check his swing here and couldn't. That is strike one. Trammell with his lead at first, being held on by Davidson. And the pitch is hit sharply right to the second baseman, Noisy, who feeds Kevin Smith for one, on to first for two, a double play. Solid contact from Evan White, but the Aviators' defense was positioned perfectly, and the ball was hit directly to Sheldon Noisy, the second baseman, who was shaded up the middle but not shifted to the other side, and that's exactly where White hit the ball, and it's a double play. So two men are gone, and now Jonathan Villar is the batter. And Vegas shifts him to the right side, and the pitch to Villar is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0 the count. Next pitch waved at and missed, and there's strike one. So 2-1 the count to VR. Now the pitch is down low, ball three. So 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. On deck is Jared Kelnick. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and VR goes down swinging, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the first. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Red Ears and Aviators, 0-0.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators wrapping up this series. The homestand continues, though. The Red Ears will be here all this coming week, except off tomorrow. They're always off on Mondays. But back at it on Tuesday. Here's the first pitch of the second inning from Connor Wade to Shea Langeliers, and it gets fouled off for strike one. Langeliers leading things off for Vegas, top-rated catching prospect in the A system, hitting .286 with 19 homers, .882 OPS. He hits one in the air towards left. Hill is battling the sun, and he makes the catch while bending his knees at the end, but making the play nonetheless. And Trammell ran all the way over from center field in case Hill lost that ball in the sun. Tough sun today, it appears, as there have already been a couple of players who have appeared challenged by it on fly balls in the early going. Matt Davidson now the batter. And the pitch from Wade is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Back to the upcoming series. Albuquerque's coming to town on Tuesday. It starts with a day game on Tuesday, which It's a little unusual, but we've got a 12:05 game on Tuesday. As here's a swing and a miss by Davidson, strike two. So keep that in mind. A little daytime baseball for you. Maybe come join us for a long lunch if you can. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Davidson, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Connor Wade has his first strikeout of the day. The University of Arizona product strikes out Matt Davidson, and now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Barrera, left-hand hitter, batting 285 with five homers, 818 OPS. No score, top of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. And the pitch is a fastball that misses outside, ball one. 89 miles per hour on that Connor Wade heater. He's not overpowering with the fastball. He relies on great command. Next pitch just off the plate with a change, and the count goes to 2-0. Now Wade ready. Here's his 2-0 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's headed towards the seats and will be a souvenir for the next person who cleans the top of the Cheney Stadium roof anyway. That's where that ball landed. Two and one the count to Barrera. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards right. Wilson comes down, dives, and can't get it. It's going to skip past him. He quickly retrieves it. Barrera will end up at second base. Marcus Wilson had a decision to make. Would he play that on a bounce and keep Barrera to a single, or would he try the diving catch? He decided to go for option B and came up just short and had to go retrieve the baseball, which allowed Barrera to take second. It's ruled a double for Luis Barrera. And he's in scoring position with two outs for Christian Pache. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. 0-1 the count to Pache. Young center field prospect in the Oakland A's system. Now here's the pitch from Wade, and it is swung on and grounded foul past Steve Scarsoni in the third base coach's box. So 0-2 the count. Now this pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-2. Pache made his major league debut last year with the Atlanta Braves. Traded to Oakland in the Matt Olson deal. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wade fans him. And that closes out the top of the second inning. Couple of strikeouts for Wade. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
return.
Jesus walked on water and he walked on the moon. And that's some real good walking like the kind I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk, walk, walk at home you.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Jared Kelnick, Eric Mejia, and Drew Ellis to bat this inning against Parker Dungey. The pitch to Kelnick is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Kelnick hitting .292 in 57 games for Tacoma. 11 homers, .904 OPS. He swings and pulls a two-hopper to this second baseman Noisy, who fields it and throws out Kelnick at first, and one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. So Kelnick bounces out, and that'll bring Eric Mejia to the plate. Mejia comes to play today with a seven-game hitting streak, and he's reached base with a hit or a walk in 12 consecutive games. Switch hitter bats left, and he takes down low for a ball. On the year, he's hitting .266 with a .785 OPS, dozen homers. Switch hitter bats left, and the pitch is grounded right to the first baseman, Davidson, who fields it and easily beats Mejia to the bag for out number two. Very quickly, two ground ball outs here in the bottom of the second inning, and now Drew Ellis will hit. The Tacoma second baseman today, Ellis, settles in at the plate. He looks out towards Dungey, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a foul back, counts even, 1-1. Rainiers looking for their first hit. They got a base runner in the first. Trammell walked, but the next batter grounded into a double play, so Dungey's faced the minimum to this early point in the game. His next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Speaking of facing the minimum, Drew Rasmussen for Tampa had a perfect game for 8 innings today and lost it in the ninth. So here's a swing and a foul by Ellis. It was broken up by Baltimore's Jorge Mateo, who used to play for Vegas. He had a double to lead off the ninth. Lots of interesting ties in that. Rasmussen was born in Puyallup, and they moved to Meade out near Spokane. And that's where he went to high school, and then he went to Oregon State. Pitched the only perfect game in Oregon State's baseball history. Now the 2-2 is up and into Ellis, ball three. And if he had finished the perfect game that was broken up in the ninth, it would have been one day shy of the 10th anniversary of the last perfect game in the major leagues, which was Felix Hernandez 10 years ago tomorrow. Here's a swing and a grounder to third, fielded by McKinnon, and he throws out Ellis at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Right, here's go in order, three up, three down. We head to the third. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We head to the third inning of play on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. Just a gorgeous day here at the ballpark. And we anticipate more fantastic days coming up this week as the homestand continues Tuesday through next Sunday when Albuquerque's here. Here's Connor Wade's pitch to Kevin Smith, and it is in there for a strike. Smith, the number nine hitter for Vegas, batting 220. No homers, 539 OPS in 46 games. He takes outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Wade now with the 1-1 pitch on its way, and this is swung on and fouled back, strike two. Smith is... been in the majors for a chunk of this season, appearing in 47 games for Oakland at shortstop. They made a switch. They've been going with Nick Allen recently. Now the 1-2 pitch grounded down the third baseline, foul, a diving stop by VR at third on a ball that was very close to being fair, but it was called foul. Fans applaud VR's effort. Third base umpire Jose Matamoros calling that foul. So 1-2 the count to Smith. And the pitch from Wade is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wade will take that result. And that is his third strikeout of the afternoon. One out at the top of the third inning, and now Vince Fernandez will be the batter. Fernandez. Left-hand hitter, flied out to right field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And he swings and hits a foul on the third base side. Now this pitch, swing and a foul tip at the plate. 0-2 the count to Fernandez. Connor Wade getting out ahead of the hitters. Here comes his 0-2 pitch on its way. And it is a called strike three. Caught the upper outside edge of the automated strike zone. And there is the second out in the top of the third inning. Fernandez goes down looking. Strikeout number four for Wade, including each of the last four outs he has recorded and three straight hitters. Now Sheldon Noisy is the batter. He grounded out to the third baseman earlier. It is 0 for 1, and he takes outside for a ball. Noisy has an 11-game hitting streak coming into play today, the longest hitting streak of anyone in this game on either team. 1-0 pitch, fouled back, counts even 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Noisy, who is playing second base for Las Vegas today. 1-1 pitch, fouled back, and Wade's ahead of the count again. One ball, two strikes. He has a chance to strike out the side. Now Wade gets the sign from his catcher, Josh Morgan, Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and drilled foul. He was out in front of it and hit it down towards the party decks down the left field line here at Cheney Stadium. Fun place to have a group outing, the party decks here, but you have to be wary of foul balls. They can come fly in your direction. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And it is a called strike three, a fastball right there on the outer edge. And down goes Sheldon Noisy. And the inning is over. Connor Wade strikes out the side in the top of the third. Three up, three strikeouts, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Right ears will send Marcus Wilson, Josh Morgan, and Derek Hill to the plate this inning against right-hander Parker Dungey. Wilson hitting .214, but with a dozen homers and a .781 OPS and a .341 on base percentage. And he takes the first pitch from Dungey outside for a ball, 1-0. Dungey had a very quick second inning, getting three straight grounders in the infield. Right-hander's 1-0 pitch to Wilson is grounded on the infield to the shortstop. Smith fields it, and he throws out Wilson at first base, and one man is gone in the bottom of the third inning. So Wilson bounces out to short, and now Josh Morgan will be the hitter. Morgan, in just his 10th game of the season, and in his fourth game since coming off the injured list, as he fractured his foot early in the season in April and was on the IL for months. So he takes one down low for a ball, 1-0, but he's back now. But he was the Red Ears opening day starting catcher, and he homered here in what was his AAA debut. Here's the 1-0 pitch on its way to Morgan, and it's a breaking ball down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Since coming off the IL, he's 2-for-7. Caught the game on Friday, his first full game behind the plate. Went 1-for-4. And he swings and drills one to left. It's got a chance. It is back. It is out of here. Josh Morgan has gone deep like he did on opening night here at Cheney Stadium. He goes deep again. His second home run of the season. And the Red Ears take a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the third inning. Morgan lifts off, and Tacoma snaps the scoreless tie. Taking another look at it on MILB TV, that pitch caught the heart of the dish, and Morgan lifted it out of here. First hit and first run of the game for the Red Ears. 1-0 lead. Here's Derek Hill, and the pitch to Hill is inside for a ball, 1-0. Hill 3 for 17 at the plate since joining the Rainiers. Now, Parker Dunshee's next pitch is a fastball inside to Adil. Now the 2-0 pitch is coming, and it's a foul back. 2-1. Hill played the first game of yesterday's doubleheader, was hitless. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it is a fastball call to strike. And the count's even, 2-2. And this pitch is up high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And this one's inside, ball four, and Hill draws a walk. He will head down to first base. Second walk issued by Dunshee, and now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell, left-hand hitter, walked to lead off the first inning. So this is his second plate appearance now. Rainiers just took the lead on Josh Morgan's homer. Now there goes Hill. The pitch is in the dirt, and no throw by Langoliers. Derek Hill steals second base. His first steal as a member of the Rainiers, and he is in scoring position now with one out. Rainiers continue to lead the Pacific Coast League in steals. That was their 137th as a team this year. Hill in scoring position now at second. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Trammell, and it's a swing and a miss. Pitch up in the zone and a little in on Trammell, and he swung through it. 1-1 the count. Now Dunshee bluffs a move to second base, but does not throw over there. Here comes the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. 1-2 now. Leading from second is Hill. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Taylor Trammell. And it is a swing and a tapper foul. Trammell getting a piece of that one and staying alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him for the second out of the inning. Dunshee has his second strikeout of the afternoon. So two outs, and Evan White will be the batter. White hit into a double play his first time up, 0 for 1 today. Now a swing and a drive towards right. Back this goes. It is deep, and it's gone. An opposite field two-run home run for Evan White. His second of this series, and the Rainiers lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Evan White going oppo with a two-run shot. And the Red Ears have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Fastball belt high, and White just lifted it out of here the other way. Now Jonathan Villar is the batter, and he takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 swung on and pulled into right, and that's going to be a base hit for VR. Fielding it on a hop is Barrera. He'll keep VR to a single. But the inning continues for the Red Ears. Jonathan VR with a single to right. Red Ears with 3 runs this inning on the homers. The solo shot by Morgan and the 2-run homer by White. Yesterday in the doubleheader, the Red Ears hit 5 homers. And those 5 homers accounted for all 7 runs the Red Ears scored in the doubleheader. Now the pitch to Kelnick misses for a ball. Prior to the doubleheader on Friday, the Red Ears scored 4 runs. The final 3 coming on a 3-run homer by Toro. So now here's one that is in for a strike to Kelnick. So the last 13 runs that the Red Ears have scored have all come across the plate on homers. The last time they scored without a homer was the third inning on Friday night when Mason McCoy hit a triple and Kelnick singled him in. Delayed steal attempt after the pitch by VR, and he is thrown out. And that is the final out of the inning. VR tried a delayed steal attempt, and Langoliers threw him out at second base. Kevin Smith applying the tag for the final out. Red Ears get 3 runs in the third, 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 homers. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We move on to the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with a lead, 3-0 over Las Vegas. And nice to see Tacoma holding a lead, because yesterday in the doubleheader in both games, Vegas scored first. And in both games, Vegas never gave up the lead. So maybe the Red Ears can just get a little turnabout on that here today. Here's the first pitch from Connor Wade to David McKinnon, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. McKinnon leading things off. He singled in the first, 1-for-1. And Wade with his next pitch. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Back goes White. In is Marcus Wilson going full speed. He makes the catch on the move in very shallow right field, tight to the foul line. And there's the first out at the top of the fourth inning. McKinnon flies out to Marcus Wilson. And now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. Garcia, the cleanup man, flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is bounced foul, third base side. 0-1 the count to Garcia. Garcia has hit a couple of homers in this series. Had a two-run shot in the opener of the double dip yesterday. And he swings and lines one towards left, and that's going to get down for a hit. Chasing it is Hill. Garcia's digging for second. The throw comes in. Garcia turns around and goes back to first base. Nice play by Derek Hill in left field to get that ball in a hurry and hold Dermis Garcia to a single. So a one-out single for Dermis Garcia. Derek Hill played this off the fence and just fired it into second base. And Garcia, who was thinking double, turned around and went back to first. And then it turned out that Drew Ellis, covering second base, didn't catch that throw, and it had to be backed up by White. But by that time, Garcia had made his decision, and he's at first base. First pitch to Langeliers is in for a strike. 0-1 the count to the Las Vegas catcher. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Fielded by VR, goes to Ellis. There's one, on to White. There's two. The Red Ears turn the double play. Langeliers grounds into the around the horn. Twid killing third to second to first. And that does it for Vegas in the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We move to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's lead 3-0. Jared Kaudick, Eric Mejia, and Drew Ellis to bat this inning against the right-hander Parker Dungey. Kaudick was at the plate in the third when Jonathan Villar was caught trying to steal for the final out of the inning. So Kaudick restarts his plate appearance with a fresh count. And Dungey into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. We're going to take a look at what happened around the PCL in last night's games. Here's a swing and a miss. First place Reno in the West split two games at Albuquerque. They had to complete a game that got suspended due to rain on Friday night and then play the regularly scheduled game in Albuquerque. And now the 0-2 pitch is coming to Celtic. And this is up high and outside, 1-2. Albuquerque won the first game 4-2 with a three-run rally in the sixth against the Aces. Very hard-throwing reliever Luis Frias. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Celtic, and Dunshy got him with a breaking ball. Strikeout number three for Dunshy, and now Eric Mejia will hit. Reno won the second game in extras. The second game was supposed to be a seven-inning game, but it was tied 4-4 after seven, so they went to the eighth, and Reno scored three runs in the top of the eighth to win it. Yanni Hernandez with a big hit, a two-run single. Sears one down low to Mejia for a ball. So the Aces still lead the West by seven games over Vegas, who is in second. Here's a grounder right side, and it sneaks through a hole in the shift, and Mejia is aboard with a one-out single. He had three infielders over there, and still Mejia was able to get a ground ball through between the second baseman and the third baseman, McKinnon and Noisy, who are playing on the right side with only the shortstop on the left side. Mejia with a hit. That extends his hitting streak, eight straight games with at least one hit for Eric Mejia. Now Drew Ellis is the batter. He grounded out to third earlier. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Salt Lake defeated Sacramento last night 8-4. Outfielder Orlando Martinez was 3-for-4 for Salt Lake. He came one hit away from hitting for the cycle, and that hit was the single. He hit a double, a triple, and a homer and drove in four runs and was a single shy of the cycle. Here's one outside for a ball to Ellis, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 2-1. In the Eastern Division, first place Oklahoma City ended its six-game losing streak. They beat Round Rock last night 9-5 with a late rally, a five-run eighth inning when they were trailing 5-4. So here's a swing and a miss, strike two to Ellis. Edwin Rios had a big hit for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Two-run single, a key hit in that five-run rally in the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch coming to Ellis. Eventually, and time called, Ellis will step out of the batter's box. Sugarland rallied with two runs in the top of the ninth and beat El Paso 7-6. They tied it on a Taylor Jones RBI double and took the lead on J.J. Matijevic's RBI double. Here's a swing and a drive by Ellis, deep to left. Look out on the deck. This one is landing out of the ballpark and on the R-yard deck. A two-run home run for Drew Ellis. And he makes it a 5-0 Tacoma Red Ears lead. His 11th homer of the season. His 7th is a right here. And he went deep in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. And now he's hit one today. Drew Ellis makes it a 5-0 Tacoma lead. Now here's Marcus Wilson, and he takes a pitch up and in for a ball. So more runs scoring on homers. The Rainiers' last 15 runs have all cross the plate on home runs. Now the 1-0 to Wilson. Inside for a ball. Two-oh pitch coming. Ooh, it hit it. Wilson. And he'll head down to first base, plunked by the pitch. Fans boo. But that did not look on purpose or anything like that. So Wilson's out at first with one out, and now Josh Morgan is the hitter. Morgan homered last inning, brought in the first run of the game. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. So with the results in the East yesterday, Oklahoma City improved its lead a little bit there. And first, they have a 2.5-game lead over El Paso now and a 4-game lead over Round Rock in a 3-team race. So here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. Yesterday was game number 110 for most teams, so 40 left on the schedule as we're all playing 150 this year in the Pacific Coast League. 0-2 pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-2. Runner at first, one out at the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside, ball two, and Morgan has worked an even count now, 2-2. Two-two pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards center, racing in is Pache, and he can't get there. It drops in for a hit. Wilson makes it to second base, and Morgan has his second hit of the game, a single to center field, and there are two on with one out for Derek Hill. Hill, right-hand batter, walked and scored his last time up. He's going to have to wait a moment for this plate appearance. The Las Vegas pitching coach, Steve Connolly, has gone to the mound for a visit with Parker Dungey. Play to resume. Two on, one out. Hill thinks about bunting for a hit, pulls the bat back and takes ball one. Derek Hill threatening to bunt there. Now the 1-0 pitch is ball two. So Hill is out in front in the count, 2-0. And the pitch is inside, and that gets away from the catcher, and the runners move up. Wilson takes third, and Morgan takes second. So now there are two men in scoring position. The Rainiers have a golden opportunity here to score a run on something other than a homer. Infield drawn in. And the pitch to Hill is up and in, and he flinches back from this one that nearly hit him. It did hit him. Let's get another look at this. Oh, yeah, glanced off his shoulder as he turned away from it. I thought it had missed him, but it did not. So Hill is hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded. Taylor Trammell is the batter. And here comes the pitch from Dunshee, and it's grounded to first, fielded by Davidson. He touches the bag for one, throws home, and they put the tag on Wilson for an inning-ending double play. Wow. 3-2 on the double play to wrap up the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Red Ears settle for two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tecoma 5, Las Vegas nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
5-0 is our score. Red Ears with the lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. We go to the fifth inning of play. Connor Wade on the mound for Tecoma today, and he's going to face Matt Davidson, Luis Barrera, and Christian Pache here in the top of the fifth inning. Davidson struck out his first time up. One of five strikeout victims that Wade has rung up so far today. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wade's season high for strikeouts is 6. He's done that twice, so that's a possibility this afternoon. 0-1 pitch, low and away to Davidson, and the count's even, 1-1. Matt Davidson, power hitting corner infielder for Las Vegas. And he swings and bounces one foul. There are 6 players in this league who have hit 20 or more homers to this point. And then there is another half dozen stuck on 19. And Vegas has 2 of those guys in Davidson and Shea Langeliers. 1-2 pitch is bounced foul. Still 1-2. So 1-2. Wade getting the signals from Josh Morgan. Now the right-hander's into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a bouncer up the middle past the second base bag and through into center field. A base hit for Davidson to lead things off in the fifth inning. It's the first time today that the leadoff man has reached for Las Vegas. Ground ball single up the middle for Davidson. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Barrera, left-handed hitter. And he swings and pops one up, foul, out of play on the third base side. Swing and a hot shot to short. Flagged down by Mejia. He takes it to second for himself for one and throws to first for two. The Red Ears turn a double play on a hard hit ball. Luis Barrera smoking one that Eric Mejia at shortstop flagged down on a hop and turned into a double play. Just like that, the base runner is erased and two men are gone, and that's the second double play the Red Ears have turned today. And now Christian Pache is the batter. And he takes a breaking ball outside, ball one. Next pitch. In there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Next pitch is driven towards left. This has a chance. Back it goes, and it's gone. A home run for Christian Pache. His third as a member of the Las Vegas Aviators, and they're on the scoreboard for the first time today. It is now Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1. Good thing the Red Ears turned that double play and emptied the bases, so it's only a solo shot. Pache lines one out of here. And now Kevin Smith will be the batter. Smith struck out swinging in the first. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. On 1 the count. Next pitch from Wade is fouled back. Count goes to 0-2. Now Wade gets hit with a pitch clock violation. I think he felt like he had disengaged from the rubber, but I guess he can't really do that with no one on base. Anyway, the 1-2 pitch is a called strike three, and it all doesn't matter now. Wade strikes out Smith, and that ties his season high for strikeouts in a game. He's got 6. But Vegas is on the board with the homer by Pache. 1 run on 2 hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value, the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway. Anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Tacoma with a 5-1 lead over Las Vegas. Evan White leads things off against Parker Dunshee. Swings at the first pitch. Hits a roller that started out foul and then spun towards fair territory. And it looked like it was going to roll into fair territory. But then it stopped moving towards fair territory and snaked back the other way. And just a foul ball. Weird little grounder off the end of Evan White's bat, and it's just a strike. 0-1 the count. White homered his last time up, went to the opposite field for a two-run homer in the third inning. And now he swings and hits one up the middle, deflected by Dunshee, picked up at second by Noisy, throw to first in time for the out. Close play, but Evan White is thrown out. He'll score that 1-4-3 as the pitcher did deflect it. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar is 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is a check swing foul on the ground on the third base side. And the count moves to 0-2. Mariners lost today in Texas 5-3. The final score. And they dropped 2 out of 3 to the Rangers. Now the 0-2 pitch is coming. And this is down and in for a ball. 1-2 to VR. So the M's drop the first of their three-game series that they're playing against AL West opponents that are below them in the standings on this road trip. So here's a swing and a foul on the third base side. Still 1-2 to VR. Mariners will now head to Anaheim. They've got to face Ohtani tomorrow. I believe they've got Luis Castillo going against Ohtani tomorrow, which makes for some entertaining Major League Baseball to watch on the Rainiers off day. I've got a lot of TV viewing to do tomorrow. Sears went up and away for a ball. We've got Albuquerque coming in on Tuesday. So I've got to watch the Mariners game tomorrow, but also I have to watch the end of Better Call Saul, because if I'm not up to date, I won't be able to have a conversation with Josh, the Albuquerque broadcaster, Sushan. He lives for that. Two balls, two strikes to VR. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it's fouled at the plate by VR. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike three. VR goes after a fastball, and he is Dungy's fourth strikeout victim of this game. Jared Kelnick now the batter. And he swings and smokes one to the right side. Knocked down by Noisy. He picks it up and still has time to throw out Kelnick at first, ending the bottom of the fifth. Right here's go in order. Three up, three down. And we head to the sixth inning of play. It's Tecoma 5, Las Vegas 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tecoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tecoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on to the sixth inning, it is Tecoma 5, Las Vegas 1. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face the top of the order of the sixth as he begins his third trip through the lineup. It'll be Vince Fernandez, Sheldon Noisy, and David McKinnon to bat this inning. Wade has limited the Aviators to five hits. A solo homer last inning by Christian Pache, the lone run for Las Vegas so far. Fernandez is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken at the knees for a strike, 0-1 the count. Reminder, the Red Deers are off tomorrow, back at it on Tuesday, but Tuesday's game is a day game at 12:05. So here's a swing and a liner into right field, a base hit for Fernandez, and he's on to get things started for Vegas in the sixth. Second straight inning, they've had a leadoff base hit. Now Sheldon Noisy will be the batter. He's 0 for 2 in this one. Noisy is grounded out and struck out so far, 0 for 2. And the pitch is a fastball a little bit high, ball one. Now the 1-0 coming outside, two balls, no strikes. Wade behind in the count. Here's his 2-0 on its way to Noisy, and it is swung on and fouled back, and there's strike one. 2-1 now. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. See what's going on in the system. The AA team, Arkansas, had a huge game offensively yesterday. 16 hits and scored 11 runs. Beat the Kansas City Royals affiliate, Northwest Arkansas. Beat them 11-5. Here's one inside for ball three to Noisy. Two guys had four hits. Jack Larson was 4-for-4 with a double and a homer, and he drove in five runs. And Jack Shiner was 4-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in. Now a swing and a one hopper to short. Mejia has it, goes to second. There's one on to first. There's two. Wade gets the double play. Just like last inning when he allowed a leadoff single, he got a double play ball from the very next hitter. And that is three consecutive innings in which the Red Deers have turned a double play in the infield. So two down in the top of the sixth inning. And now David McKinnon will be the batter. McKinnon's 1-for-2 with a single so far, and Wade's pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Everett Aqua Sox, the Mariners' advanced Class A affiliate, they lost at Tri-City last night 11-3. It got ugly late, but the starting pitcher was Brian Wu, W-O-O. He's having kind of an interesting season in the A-ball ranks of the Mariners' farm system. Sixth-round pick last summer out of Cal Poly. 0-1 is outside for a ball. He struck out eight and did not allow an earned run over 5 1/3 innings. He permitted three hits and two walks. Apparently, the Aqua Sox defense was having a rough one because Wu allowed four unearned runs to score despite giving up just five base runners. So here's one up high for a ball to McKinnon. Now the 2-1 pitch is driven down the left field line. Foul. 2-2 to David McKinnon. And Loe Modesto lost to Visalia 3-1. They had only three hits. Normally we would just skip this on our Mariner Farm Report. However, it is this broadcast policy to mix Axel Sanchez into the broadcast whenever possible, and he had one of Modesto's three hits yesterday. Axel Sanchez, the 19-year-old shortstop for Modesto, who has the best name in the farm system. Here's a fly towards right, and there's Wilson, and he hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. Connor Wade pitches a scoreless top of the sixth. No runs on a hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 5, Las Vegas 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is Red Deers 5, Aviators 1. Eric Mejia, Drew Ellis, and Marcus Wilson to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Parker Dungey appeared to be on the ropes in the fourth inning when he allowed a two-run homer, the third one he had given up. and then loaded the bases on two hit batters and a single, but he got a double play to get out of that and then retired the side in order in the fifth, and he's still in the game in the sixth and now has a 1-1 count on Mejia. Next pitch from the righty is bounced to the right side, fielded at first by Davidson, and he'll take it himself to the bag for the out, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Mejia is now 1-for-3 today. Here comes Drew Ellis, who is 1-for-2 with a homer. He's two-run homer in the fourth inning. Brought in the most recent Rainiers runs. At the time, it gave the Rainiers a 5-0 lead, and it is now 5-1. Ellis looks out towards Dunshee, and the pitch misses for a ball. Or no, pardon me, that's a strike. Owen won the count. Now here's one in there for a called strike, 0-2. And here's one high. One ball, two strikes, the count to Drew Ellis. Rainiers with three home runs in this game. The 1-2 from Dunshee is hit in the air towards left. This has a chance. Back on it is Fernandez at the fence, and he can't get it. It's on the deck. The Rainiers' fourth home run of this game and the second of the afternoon for Drew Ellis, who is starting to crank the ball out of the ballpark like he did last year when he played for Reno and hit 20 bombs. Drew Ellis has homered in each of his last two plate appearances and has hit three home runs over the course of the last 2 days. He's hit four homers in this series. He hit one in the opener on Tuesday as well. That is his 12th of this season, his eighth with Tacoma. As now the pitch to Wilson's a swing and a miss. Ellis began the year with Reno, hit four there, was acquired by the Mariners, and he's hit eight for Tacoma. 6-1 Rainiers, one out in the sixth. 0-1 pitch to Wilson. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. And here's one down low for a ball, 1-2 now. And now a swing and a drive down the left field line, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Wilson. Playing it off the fence is Fernandez. He fires to second. Wilson slides, and he's in there safely with a double. Marcus Wilson doubles to left. The Rainiers have their eighth hit of the game. And Wilson is in scoring position at second with one out for Josh Morgan. Morgan is homered and singled, 2-for-2 today. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. And that's going to draw a visit to the mound from the catcher, Shea Langeliers. And the Aviators bullpen is in action, as they have a right-hander warming up. And it looks like that's Jake LeMoyne warming up in the pen for Vegas. Rainiers also, well, I can't tell if there's throwing. Oh, yeah, it looks like they do have someone warming up in the pen. Here's the pitch to Morgan now, and he fouls one off. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball called a strike, and the count is 1-2. Swinging a little tapper up the third baseline, and off the mound to pick it up is Dungey. His throw to first in time for the out. The second out of the inning. Wilson advances to third. Nice job by the pitcher Dungey to turn that ball into an out as it just kind of dribbled up the third baseline, and actually thought that Morgan might get a hit out of this, but Dungey with the bare hand pick and throw to first, and pulling the throw out of the dirt was Davidson at first base. And they get the second out of the inning. With Derek Hill coming to the plate, Steve Scarsone is going to make a pitching change. The manager of the Aviators is going to the bullpen, and he's going to bring in Jake LeMoyne. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change here in the bottom of the sixth with two outs and a runner at third. Our score is Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Deers leading the Las Vegas Aviators 6-1. They've hit four home runs in this game. And they've got a runner at third with two outs, looking to add to the lead. Derek Hill coming to the plate. The new pitcher for Las Vegas is right-hander Jake LeMoyne. LeMoyne in his 13th appearance, 2-0 with a 6.75 ERA. 14 and two-thirds innings pitched. He struck out 14 and walked 13. Here's his pitch to Hill, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Hill has batted twice in this game, and he has walked and been hit by a pitch. Has a stolen base and a run scored. Here's the 1-0 on its way, and it is taken for a called strike, and that evens things up, 1-1. So an even count now to Derek Hill. Wilson down the line from third, and now time called by the batter, Hill. He steps out of the batter's box. Rainiers with eight hits in this game. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now LeMoyne's ready. And the 1-2 pitch is a check swing on a breaking ball down low, and he held up in time, and the count's even 2-2. LeMoyne, 28-year-old right-hander who was with Round Rock in this league last year. Now with his 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and hit towards the gap in right center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And scoring from third is Wilson, And checking in at second base with an RBI double is Derek Hill. And the Rainiers make it a 7-1 lead. That ends a string of 16 consecutive runs scored by Tacoma that came strictly as a result of home runs. They get a run the old-fashioned way with an RBI double by Derek Hill. Hill takes off for third, and LeMoyne steps off the rubber, but it doesn't have time to throw over there, and Hill steals third base without a pitch being thrown. He just bolted towards third and left too early. LeMoyne, though, was not real quick to step off the rubber and get ready to throw, and Hill just took the bag. Now the pitch is down low and through the catcher, and here comes Hill to the plate, and he's going to score. Wild pitch brings in the run. And Tacoma makes it an 8-1 lead here at the bottom of the sixth inning. The speed of Derek Hill on display there. Doubles, steals third, scores when a ball gets past the catcher. That was no contest at the plate there. So now the pitch to Trammell is in there for a strike, 1-1. Hill had scored by the time Langoliers picked up the ball. Now the 1-1. Down low, a check swing, and he held up in time, 2-1. Now pitch is swung on and popped up. Foul and out of play. 2-2. Well, Parker Dungey gets charged with 7 of the runs in 5 2/3 innings. They were all earned. He gave up 8 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. 4 home runs. 2-2 to Trammell is outside, ball 3. She's now allowed 30 homers this year, which probably leads the league. Don't have a list for that handy. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Trammell, and it is outside, ball 4, and that's a 2-out walk. So Trammell will head down to first base, and now Evan White is the batter. White's 1-for-3 with a homer. And the pitch to White is in there for a called strike. Now a swing and a liner right to the second baseman, Noisy, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Rainiers really open up their lead with 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning on 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 8, Las Vegas 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones from 10 years to 45 years of service in their career at the utility. TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payments. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 8, Las Vegas 1. Rainiers have made a pitching change to begin the top of the seventh inning. Patrick Weigel is in from the bullpen, his team leading 41st appearance. And he is on in relief of Connor Wade. Wade outstanding today, went six innings, allowed six hits and one run. Didn't walk a soul, matched his season high with six strikeouts. Weigel's first pitch to Dermis Garcia misses for a ball, 1-0. Weigel 3-5 with a 4.14 ERA. 45 and two-thirds innings pitched, has 51 strikeouts, 29 walks. The righty's 1-0 is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 on its way. And it's inside, ball three. So 3-0 the count. Weigel does not want to walk the first batter he faces. The pitch is down and in, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Dermis Garcia, and he heads down to first base. And now Shea Langeliers will be the batter. Langeliers is 0 for 2 with a fly out and a double play grounder. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers now with the 7-run cushion in the seventh inning. Still got to close it out, though. 1-0 pitch is grounded to short. Mejia has it. He feeds Ellis. There's one on to White. There's two. The Rainiers turn the double play again. Their fourth of this game, and they have come in four consecutive innings. One in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, and now one in the seventh. And three of the four double plays have been a grounders to shortstop Eric Mejia. So two down in the top of the seventh, and now Matt Davidson is the batter. Davidson's 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now this one is a ball, 1-1 now. Now a swing and a pop-up foul, first base side. Over is White, and he can't get it in foul ground. It hits the netting, although White went charging over there right up against the railing and actually emerged with the ball in his glove, but The ball did hit the netting, so it was out of play. One and two, the count. Weigel trying to put him away. Here's his pitch to Davidson, and it is low for a ball. 2-2. Now the next pitch is outside, ball three. Full count to Davidson. And this pitch is swung on, grounded, foul. Third base side, still three balls, two strikes. Next pitch is swung on it, fouled away again. Three-two pitch coming, and it is popped up foul, third base side into the seats. And Davidson's really logging a long plate appearance here with two outs at the top of the seventh. Weigel once again will come after him with a full count pitch. And this one is a swing and a, you guessed it, foul ball. Still 3-2 to Matt Davidson. I believe this is going to be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance right here. Weigel is set, and the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and it continues. Davidson keeps fouling off pitches and staying alive. Here comes the 3-2 again, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards the left side. This is a fair ball and playable, and it's caught by Mejia, the shortstop, for the final out in the top of the seventh inning. An 11-pitch at bat for Matt Davidson, but Weigel wins the battle and works a scoreless top of the seventh. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. It's the seventh inning stretch. Our score, Tecoma 8, Las Vegas 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with an 8-1 lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. It'll be Jonathan Villar, Jared Kelnick, and Eric Mejia to bat this inning against the right-hander Jake LeMoyne, who got the final out in the sixth inning after being summoned from the bullpen. Villar settling in at the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a single today. And the pitch to him from LeMoyne is in there for a strike. Villar is supposed to get a hit in this at-bat because in every game that he has played in for Tacoma, he's had either exactly two hits or exactly zero hits. And he has one right now, so you see where this is going. He takes this pitch outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, and it is high and a check swing, and he held up in time. 2-1. Delivery. Yanked down the right field line. Base hit. A fair ball heading into the corner, and VR has himself a two-hit game. And he's going to check in at second base with a double here. And that starts things off at the bottom of the seventh inning. Jonathan Villar doubles down the right field line. All right, the streak continues then. He's played in 9 games. He has 5 games with 2 hits and 4 games with no hits. He can't get another hit today. That's not allowed. Here's Jared Kelnick. He's 0-for-3 in this one. LeMoyne's pitch is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. O-2 pitch, foul tip at the plate, still no balls, 2 strikes. The Los Angeles Dodgers' 12-game winning streak ended today in Kansas City. Brady Singer of the Royals has been a hot pitcher for, over a month now it seems. He tossed 6 shutout innings and allowed only 1 hit. Here's a foul out of play. And the Royals won the game 4-0 over the Dodgers. LA has the best record in the majors at 79 wins and 34 losses. O-2 pitch to Kelnick is bounced foul first base side. Dodgers got to be the favorites for the World Series, right? But the National League is going to be interesting because if the Mets get to October with both Scherzer and DeGrom healthy and at with a full tank, ready to go 100 pitches a start, the Mets could beat anyone. Here's a pitch to Kelnick, and it is roped to right, and giving chase is Barrera. He can't get it. It's up against the fence. Around third is VR. He will score. Kelnick is in at second base with a double and an RBI, and it is 9-1 Tacoma. Back-to-back doubles start the seventh as VR and Kelnick collect two base hits. Kelnick's 23rd double of the season. He leads the Red Ears in that category. Now Eric Mejia is the batter. And he swings at the first pitch and pops it up to shallow left. Back goes Smith. In comes the left fielder, and Fernandez does not catch the baseball. He called off everybody. He was right to do that. He had the angle, and he just didn't catch it. Kelnick held at second base. He couldn't go anywhere. Fernandez just had that tip off of his glove, and Mejia is safe at first. Drew Ellis now batting with two on and no one out. And the pitch is taken for a strike. They've put an error up on the scoreboard. As Ellis pops one up, and here we go again. It's the catcher this time. Langoliers making the catch in foul territory, and Ellis is retired. One out. So two on, one out for Marcus Wilson. Wilson's one for two with a double and a run scored. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. Well, Ellis popped up when he had the chance to hit three homers in a game, which the Rainiers have had two players do this year, which is kind of remarkable right there. And the fact that it happened in a span of 3 days at the beginning of July made it rather unique. So here's a swing and a miss by Wilson. Brian O'Keefe hit three home runs here at Cheney on July 2nd against Salt Lake. And then 2 days later on the 4th of July in Reno, Zach Green hit three home runs. Here's a pitch low and away for a ball to Wilson. Now the 2-1 pitch. Called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Two on, one out, two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is swung on and hit well towards center field. Pache back in the deep part of the park, and he makes the catch, battling the sun for the second out of the inning. Kelnick tags it second and advances to third. And runners are at the corners now. And Josh Morgan will be the batter. Morgan 2 for 3 with a homer. Here's the pitch, and it is low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Now, here's one outside. 2-0 to Morgan. Red Ears trying to get to double digits in the run column. They scored a dozen here in the third game of this series on Thursday. The 12-8 game, that was a slugfest. Here's one in for a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch, bounce slowly to the right side. Lemoyne off the mound has it, and he underhands the ball to Matt Davidson, the first baseman, to retire Morgan and end the inning. Right here, settle for one run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two hits, there was an error, and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth. It is Tacoma 9, Las Vegas 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Improve your vehicle's gas mileage and power with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And right now, buy 1 6-ounce bottle and get one free, plus earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Save money on gas and boost performance with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the eighth inning of play. The Tacoma Red Ears with a 9-1 lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Fernando Abad, comes in. And also a new first baseman, Zach Green, replaces the rehabbing Evan White, who played 7 innings today. That's the longest he has played in a game defensively yet on this rehab assignment. So Green bats in the two spot. He's at first base and Abad on the hill. Abad is in relief of Patrick Weigel, who pitched a scoreless 7th without allowing a hit. He walked one, no strikeouts today. Abad is appearing in his 29th game for Tacoma. He's 0-1 with a 4.20 ERA. And Abad will face Luis Barrera leading things off. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now Abad, the veteran, with the next pitch, and it is up and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. The count to Barrera. Mariners just made an announcement regarding the Rainiers roster. Here's a hot grounder to the right side, fielded by Ellis, and throws to first for the out, and one man is gone in the top of the eighth inning. So Barrera grounds out, and now Christian Pache will be the batter. Mariners announced that recently designated for assignment catcher Luis Torrens has cleared waivers and has been outrighted to Tacoma. So Luis Torrens will be joining the Red Ears, it sounds like. So now the pitch to Pache. misses for a ball, 1-0. Mariners DFA'd Torrens when Kurt Casale was activated from the injured list a couple days ago. Here's one high now for a ball to Pache. 2-2. Now fastball outside, ball three. And now here's a fastball call to strike 3-1. Las Vegas' lone run today, the homer by Pache in the fifth inning. Three-one pitch is driven towards deep left center field. He might have another one. Racing back on the ball is Trammell, and he makes a nice running catch in very deep center field on the left side of the giant wall out there in the area under the video board. The deepest part of the park. Trammell hauling that one in. And two men are gone at the top of the eighth inning. And Fernando Abad raises his glove in appreciation of Trammell. Couple of nice defensive plays for Tacoma here in the eighth. One from Drew Ellis and another from Taylor Trammell. Kevin Smith now the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball call to strike. Now Abad with the 0-1, and there's a fastball outside. One ball, one strike. Now swinging a foul out of play. So one ball, two strikes to Smith. Now there's the Ephus, and it is high. Abad loves to mix in that Ephus pitch every once in a while. Doesn't always use it every game, but every once in a while he'll break it out. Usually when the game is not as close like right now. Wow, that one was nearly a strike. Now here's a fly towards right center and on the move and diving and making the catch is Marcus Wilson for a triple web gem inning here for the Red Ears at the top of the eighth inning. Wilson racing back towards right center. Had to put a little extension out at the end there to glove this one for the final out. And that does it for Vegas at the top of the eighth inning. The Red Ears splashing some leather. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 9, Las Vegas 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Boot Barn, we believe in heritage, tenacity, and the cowboy way of life. Since 1947, the working cowboy has relied on Wrangler, a heritage brand that's drawn inspiration from the trailblazers of the West, crafting dependable denim for rodeo athletes to ranchers, starting with their cowboy cut jeans first developed in the 40s, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. For 75 years of the cowboy spirit, Wrangler at Boot Barn.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Tacoma 9, Las Vegas 1. New pitcher for the Aviators, right-hander Brian Howard. Howard to face Derek Hill. And Howard, 6'9", right-hander, 2-1 with an 8.20 ERA in his 30th appearance. And his first pitch to Hill is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Howard pitched on Thursday, an inning and a third, allowing one run. 0-1 pitch is a fastball outside. He's in relief of Jake LeMoyne, who went 1 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, which were earned, walked 1, no strikeouts for LeMoyne today. Now the 1-1 is outside for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. And Howard's pitch is outside, ball 3. Three-one delivery to Hill. Popped up foul, out of play down the first baseline. That's going to land on the netting down the right field line that protects the children's play area here at Cheney Stadium. Can't have foul balls landing in there. That would be bad. So there's netting above it. And the baseball landed on that netting. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball 4. Derek Hill reaches for his 4th time in this game. He has a double. He has 2 walks and hit by a pitch. Derek Hill working on the OBP today. Taylor Trammell now the batter. He's 0 for 2 with 2 walks. And the pitch from Howard is swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Davidson, goes to the shortstop for 1. Back to Howard covering first, but that's too late. Trammell is safe there. Hill forced out at second base, 3-6 on the play. And Trammell reaches on a fielder's choice. So Zach Green is going to get an at-bat. He entered the game defensively for Evan White in the top of this inning. White scheduled to play 7 today. Green homered in the nightcap of the doubleheader last night and is the Rainiers team leader in homers. He takes one outside, 1-0, has 17 homers, including 2 in this series against Las Vegas. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled out of play. Counts even, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is high for a ball, 2-1. Rainiers off tomorrow, home here at Cheney on Tuesday against the mighty Isotopes of Albuquerque. Two-one pitch is hit in the air to straightaway center field. Pache is back and just waiting for it, and he makes the catch there is out number 2. And now Jonathan Villar will bat. The Tuesday game is at 12.05 p.m. A Tuesday nooner. And then we'll be back to regular start times Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all at 7.05. And then there'll be a Sunday day game a week from today that'll be the final game of the Rainiers' longest homestand of the year. Pitch to VR is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. This is a 13-game homestand, and the current game being played right now is the middle game of it, game number 7. 2 outs, runner at first. The pitch to VR is inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Rainiers haven't played Albuquerque since April, down at their place. Rainiers dropped 4 out of 6 to the Isotopes back then. A lot has changed, I'm sure, for both teams, certainly for the Rainiers since then. So here's a swing and a pop-up by VR, and three players in pursuit. Who's taken over? The second baseman, and that is Noisy making the catch, and the inning is over. VR pops up. He finishes the day 2 for 5. Rainiers do not score in the eighth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left, and we go to the ninth inning. Rainiers are 3 outs away from a victory. It's Tacoma 9, Las Vegas 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the ninth inning. The Rainiers with a 9-1 lead over Las Vegas. The Rainiers bring in a new pitcher, Nick Ramirez, on to pitch the ninth. He's in relief of Fernando Abad, who retired the side in the eighth in order without a strikeout. So Ramirez comes in. And this is his 38th appearance. Nick Ramirez, 2 wins, 2 losses, 10 saves, and a 2.27 ERA. He's the Rainiers closer. He's third in the league with the 10 saves, but he hasn't pitched since Wednesday when he nailed down the save in a 3-0 Rainiers victory. And with the off day tomorrow, they want him to get a little bit of work. So he's in to pitch the ninth with a large lead, and his first pitch to Vince Fernandez is in there for a strike, 0-1. Rainiers shift Fernandez, 3 infielders on the right side. Ramirez now ready with the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. 1-1. One pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Now Ramirez with a 2-1 pitch, and this one's over for a called strike. Ramirez has gotten the save in each of his last 5 appearances. This is the first time that he has pitched in a non-save situation in a while. 2-2 pitch, called strike 3. Down goes Fernandez, and one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. 7th strikeout for Tacoma pitchers today. Ramirez hitting the upper portion of the zone here. And now Sheldon Noisy is the batter. Nick Ramirez. Now ready to work on Noisy, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Ramirez started his career as a first baseman in the Brewers system. He played first base at Cal State Fullerton. So here's one up high for a ball to Noisy. And up till 2018, he was a position player as he throws one high now to Noisy. And Ramirez reached AAA as a batter in the Brewers system before converting to pitching. And here's one outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike, and the pitch to Noisy is a swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. If the Rainiers ever needed to put a pitcher in the lineup for some reason, Ramirez would be the guy. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Noisy, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Ramirez to begin the ninth, and the Rainiers are an out away from victory. David McKinnon now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Two outs in the ninth. Rainiers lead 9-1. The Rainiers trying to notch victory number 50 on the season right here. The pitch from Ramirez is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two, and Ramirez with a chance to strike out the side in the ninth inning. He got Vince Fernandez looking. He got Sheldon Noisy swinging. And now it's 0-2 on David McKinnon. Ramirez has set his pitch, is down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Ramirez peers in for the sign from Josh Morgan. And here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is low, two balls, two strikes. So an even count. Las Vegas has Dermis Garcia on deck. 2-2 to McKinnon. And the pitch is swung on and sprayed into right. That's a base hit, and the Aviators are not done yet. A two-out single in the ninth inning for David McKinnon. And that's their first hit since the sixth inning. And now Dermis Garcia will be the batter. Ramirez will now work on Garcia, and this pitch is a swing and a tapper foul, third base side. Rainiers aren't holding the runner on at first base with an 8-run lead in the ninth and two outs. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch from Ramirez, and this is a swing and a miss, strike two. So again, he's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Now with two outs in the ninth, here's the 0-2 pitch to Garcia. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that closes it out. The Rainiers get the victory, 9-1 the final score. And the Rainiers end up taking three of the seven games from Las Vegas as they win the finale in the series today with ease. 9-1 the final score in this one. We'll recap today's game, including all four home runs, and we'll take a thorough look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Red Ears win. They beat Las Vegas 9-1, the final score. And the Red Ears win the series finale. As Vegas won the series as a whole, 4-3. But the Red Ears were able to salvage this final one. And they did it with great pitching today from Connor Wade and the bullpen. And a lot of power. The Red Ears hit 4 home runs in this game. They also turned 4 double plays in this one, a season high, as Tacoma picked up the victory. Connor Wade started for the Red Ears. He went 6 innings, allowed just 1 run on a solo homer that came with 2 outs in the 5th inning off the bat of Christian Pache. But by that time, the Red Ears had a comfortable lead. Parker Dungey was on the mound for Vegas. The Red Ears got to him for a couple solo homers. A couple of homers. One was not solo in the 3rd inning. Josh Morgan started the scoring by launching a homer to left field. He's been injured most of the season, but he hit a homer here on opening night in April, and that was his first AAA home run at the time. And then got injured, was on the IL for months, and just recently activated, and he hit home run number 2 today as he crushed one in the 3rd inning to put the Red Ears up 1-0. Derek Hill followed with a walk, and with 2 outs, he was at second base. Evan White on rehab from the Mariners connected for his 2nd home run of the season, driving one the opposite way, a 2-run homer off Dungey to make it 3-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. Then the Red Ears got 2 in the 4th. With 1 out, Eric Mejia singled to right center, extending his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. And Drew Ellis, who's been on a home run binge, connected with a 2-run shot to left, his 11th of the year overall, and it gave the Red Ears a 5-0 lead. Vegas got their run in the 5th. Wade was done after 6, and then in the bottom of the 6th inning, the Red Ears really opened it up. With 1 out, Ellis hit his 2nd of the game, this one to the deck in left field, his 12th of the year. He finished the game 2-for-4 with 2 bombs and 3 runs batted in. Now, at that point, the Red Ears had scored their last 16 runs dating back to Thursday on homers. That streak ended, which is good. You want to be able to score other ways. And it ended in the 6th inning after Ellis's homer. Marcus Wilson hit a double, and then with 2 outs against reliever Jake LeMoyne, Derek Hill doubled to right field, bringing in Marcus Wilson and making it 7-1. Hill then stole third base and scored on a wild pitch, making it 8-1 Rainiers at the end of the 6th inning. Rainiers got a scoreless frame from Weigel in the 7th, and in the bottom of the 7th, Tacoma scored without a homer again, getting back-to-back doubles by Jonathan Villar and Jared Kelnick, making it 9-1 Tacoma. And from there, it was just a matter of recording the final outs. It was Fernando Abad pitching a 3-up, 3-down 8th inning, getting some help from his defense, a couple of nice plays in the field behind him. And then in the ninth inning, Nick Ramirez pitched a scoreless frame, striking out three batters around a single, and Tacoma won it 9-1. Was the final score. Here are the final totals in today's game for Tacoma. 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Las Vegas scores 1 run on 7 hits, makes 1 error, leaves 3 on base. Winning pitcher is Connor Wade. He is 4-4 on the year. The loss goes to Parker Dunshee. He falls to 5-10. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 21 minutes, and the attendance 6,326. Red Deer's got their 50th win. They now have 50 wins and 61 losses this season. And Vegas falls under 500 to 55-56. Red Deer's are off tomorrow. Las Vegas is not. The Aviators are actually playing on a Monday at Sacramento tomorrow. Red Deer's are off. We'll be home on Tuesday at 12.05 p.m. with Albuquerque here in town. Yes, a Tuesday day game, 12.05 p.m. this coming Tuesday here at Cheney Stadium. Red Deers win it 9-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Tacoma Red Deers postgame show continues after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Right here's win. They beat Las Vegas 9-1. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Unfortunately, no similar report from Seattle. The Mariners dropped their game at Texas today, 5-3, the final score, as it was tied 3-3 in the seventh, and Corey Seager hit one of his two doubles and then scored on a go-ahead RBI single by Adolis Garcia, and the Rangers added an insurance run, 1-5-3. The Mariners had only 4 hits today, 2 off the bat of J.P. Crawford, and the M's dropped 2 out of 3 at Texas. You know, much has been made about how the Mariners have the easiest schedule in baseball down the stretch, but you still got to beat these teams that are under 500, and the Mariners did not do that in Texas, losing 2 out of 3. Now they move on to Anaheim, another team that has a losing record this season. The Angels, though, did win today. The Angels beat the Twins 4-2 as Tucker Davidson gave him a solid start, allowing just 2 runs in 6 innings for the win. The Twins dropping that ball game. They're now 2.5 games behind Cleveland in the American League Central. Elsewhere in the American League, Cleveland beat Toronto today at Toronto 7-2 as Shane Bieber won his 4th straight start, allowing just 2 runs in 7 innings. The former Cy Young Award winner is 8-6 this year for Cleveland. Ahmed Rosario had 3 hits, including a homer, and scored 3 runs. The drama earlier today was in the Tampa Bay-Baltimore game where Rays starter Drew Rasmussen, who's from nearby, he's from Puyallup, in fact. Well, he was born there, but he really grew up in the Spokane area. Rasmussen had a perfect game through 8 against Baltimore, 24 up, 24 down, but the leadoff man in the ninth inning was Jorge Mateo, and he hit a double to end both the perfect game and the no-hitter. Rasmussen and the Rays had to settle for a win. They beat the Orioles 4-1. Baltimore had just the 1 hit, and Tampa Bay is back out in front of Baltimore for the final wild card spot in the American League at this time. White Sox finished a three-game series sweep of Detroit, 5-3, the final score there. They're hanging around in the AL Central, three games over 500 now. A.J. Pollock and Andrew Vaughn hit home runs for the White Sox today, and Lance Lynn pitched well and picked up his third win. Astros knock out the A's 6-3. Christian Javier with six scoreless innings of one-hit ball as the Astros complete a series sweep of the Athletics. And the other game in the American League is Sunday Night Baseball, which has just begun at Fenway. Of course, it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. What else would it be? One interleague game today. The Royals shut out the Dodgers 4-0 behind the pitching of Brady Singer. And that ended the Dodgers' 12-game win streak. It came to a halt today as Kansas City got them 4-0. National League Finals, the Padres shut out the Nats 6-0. Blake Snell with 10 strikeouts over six scoreless innings. Will Myers had three hits and drove in two runs. He just recently played here at Cheney Stadium. Braves beat the Marlins 3-1. They were down 1-0 going to the ninth. Michael Harris tied it with a homer, and then William Contreras singled in the go-ahead run, Braves beating the Fish. Reds defeat the Cubbies 8-5 in Cincinnati. Aristides Aquino with a three-run home run, and Austin Romine hit a two-run double as the Reds ended a five-game losing streak. Mets shut out the Phillies 6-0. Chris Bassitt with five scoreless innings to pick up his 10th win. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbach hit his 13th home run for the Mets. The Mets have won 17 of their last 20 games. It was St. Louis doubling up the Brewers 6-3 as Albert Pujols hit two home runs. What year is it? Albert Pujols hit two home runs. That's something from the past. He's got 10 this year now. He had a solo and a three-run shot. 689 career home runs for Pujols as the Cardinals defeat the Brewers. Former Rainier Tyler O'Neill with a homer for St. Louis today as well. And the Diamondbacks defeat the Colorado Rockies 7-4 at Coors Field. Christian Walker was 4-for-5 with two doubles, a homer, and four runs batted in. Tommy Henry picked up his second major league win for the Diamondbacks. He was really impressive for Reno in the PCL this year, and it's good to see him continuing that success in the big leagues in his first taste of the show. One NL game is ongoing. The Pirates and the Giants are tied 6-6 in the ninth inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears beat the Aviators 9-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Ears win. They beat Vegas 9-1. Four home runs for the Red Ears today, hit by Josh Morgan, Evan White, and two from Drew Ellis. And the Red Ears have now hit 151 home runs this season as a team. And homers led the way to the victory today, along with the pitching from Connor Wade, who allowed one run in six innings of work and picked up his fourth win. Wade has had some good starts on Sundays at Cheney Stadium. I'll have to figure out the stat. It feels like there's a stat there, because it seems like when he starts on Sunday here at Cheney, positive things happen for the Red Ears. I'll have to look that up before his next outing. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Sacramento beat Salt Lake in a day game today, 9-2 in Salt Lake City. And then the other locales are all night games, like Oklahoma City, where it's 6:15 p.m. right now. They're just starting up against Round Rock. Sugar Land at El Paso. They don't get started for another hour. And Reno at Albuquerque also gets started in a little less than an hour from now. So lots of action later on tonight in the PCL. As for the Tacoma Red Ears, they are going with no action here for about 36 hours or thereabouts, something like that. The Red Ears off all day tomorrow, but do come back with the day game on Tuesday at 12.05 p.m. with the Albuquerque Isotopes in town. And no starting pitchers listed for either team for Tuesday just yet, but it will be a noon start, 12.05 to be exact, on Tuesday afternoon. So see if you can sneak out of work, or maybe you're one of those lucky retirees and come on out and join us for a day game on Tuesday against the Albuquerque Isotopes. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Ears 9, Las Vegas Aviators 1. Have a great afternoon and evening. Talk to you on Tuesday.